Good evening, everyone. This is Pastor Jesse with Pastor Rose, and we are
First is Kingdom Family Church,
where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is our last Wednesday of the month healing service for May the 27th, 2026. Our healing service, the last Wednesday of every month. Amen. We'll begin with our Bible has everything we need to succeed. Everything we need, God provides through His Word, the Holy Bible. So our Bible has everything we need to succeed. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, "There's nothing new under the sun." Nothing new, no temptation, no to man that has not taken us. So there's nothing new. Right now, 2026, there's nothing new. If you're going through something, someone has already gone through it. If you're going through something, someone has already gotten the victory for it. So everything we need is in the Bible, and it gives us what we need to succeed. 1 Corinthians 10:13 goes on to say, God will never allow us to go through anything more than we can handle. And we can handle it through Christ Jesus.
And what's today? What's the date?
Today, I said May the 27th.
Really?
Yes, I said it twice.
Wow, it is going so fast. I go already in a week.
I said healing service May the 27th, 2026.
Just right around the corner, it's already going to be June, oh Lord.
Yes.
All right. Thank you,
we have somebody that's getting married on the Sunday the 31st. Monday's June already. June.
It's going too fast.
I don't know what happened to Easter. I don't know what happened
Jesus
to Mother's Day.
Coming.
And Jesus is coming.
Coming.
You're right.
All right.
So when someone in our Bible goes through something difficult, a time, a trial, a test, troubles or something, if they're going through something difficult, God already delivered them. So then what God did for them, He can do for us.
Yes, amen.
Jeremiah 32:27 asks us, is there anything too difficult for God?
No.
I mean,
no.
You know, open up our spiritual eyes and see everything around us that He created for us. Nothing is too difficult for our God.
Amen.
God is gracious and full of mercy. He loves us.
Amen.
He loves us. Healing service for May the 27th, again, 2026. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. 3 John 1:2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things." Tonight, whatever you know about God, whatever you know about, this is above that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you know about God, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, that you be in health, even as your soul prospers. So the more our soul prospers, the more we know about God and the more we understand He is the good God. There is no God like our God. Amen.
Amen. No.
Pastor Rose was telling me about this woman that went into a bar somewhere and shot her husband, then went home and shot her kids and shot herself.
Yes.
I mean, that is absolutely a person with no hope. No hope. She can't see tomorrow. There's no hope. No hope. Amen. So tonight is our healing service. And maybe like this woman, you have no hope. You have no hope for your healing. And we believe that God is a God of all faith, all hope. He blesses us with everything we need to succeed. So hope is the anchor for our soul.
Mm-hmm.
The world has no hope. They have no hope. You and I, as believers in Christ Jesus, our hope goes beyond that. It goes beyond. It goes into faith.
And I'm thinking where you said, stay on the blessing line.
Till it's your time.
Till it's your time. And you know, and you wait and you wait. Some of you that may be going through sickness and disease and you've been praying. I'll tell you what, I'm a testimony. After 2 years, believe me, I would cry. Because I would be in so much pain. And all I wanted to do was sleep. But guess what? The manifestation came after 2 years. And I am free. I am healed. I am whole.
Free from
but
pain.
But you know what? I am moving away from the healing line. Whatever it is, I am staying in the healing line. Jesus, I live in the house of healing, and his name is Jesus. And the house of healing is in me, and his name is Jesus.
Sometimes people think that because we've been called into the ministry, that we don't get attacked, that our faith isn't challenged, that we don't go through stuff. It was 2 long years, but you never gave up on Jesus, never gave up on his word. You stood in faith. There were times that I would come and sit at the edge of the bed.
Yeah.
And I would feel so hopeless. I will, Lord, what, there's nothing I can do but pray and stand and agree with her. And the Lord said, I am your healer. And tonight's example in the Bible, if someone's gone through it like Pastor Rose has, she's gotten the victory. And it's the same Jesus, the same healer, the same. Malachi 3 says, God does not change. I am the Lord. I do not change. And then in the New Testament, Hebrews tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah, you know why I have the victory? Because victory is the name of Jesus, and he already won. He already took my healing.
He already received.
Yeah, so my part was to receive.
Yes.
And it may not be right away, the manifestation, but you hold on because it will come.
It will come.
Manifest.
It will manifest.
But we have an adversary that tries to stop it, yeah. But no.
Get you out of the blessing
line.
Oh,
yeah.
1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, we are not like the world that has no hope.
No.
Our hope is in the healer.
In Christ Jesus. Amen.
Christ Jesus, the healer. Healing is in Christ. So for tonight's healing service, we're going to look at Zechariah and his barren wife, Elizabeth. The story is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 66. I encourage you to read this. But Zechariah and his barren wife, they were spirit-filled. They were believers,
yeah. Just
like Pastor Rose. But they were unable to have children throughout their marriage. Any hope that God would heal them had long passed. Elizabeth was barren. And I don't want to jump ahead, but you know, Elizabeth was Mary's aunt. So when Mary got pregnant with Jesus, she went to Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John the Baptist.
Amen.
But getting back to Zechariah and Elizabeth, any hope that God would heal them had long passed. They were old.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone like that out there tonight? Maybe you're an Elizabeth, maybe you're a Zechariah, and you're waiting. Stay on the blessing line till it's your time. In Genesis chapter 18, we have the story of Abraham and Sarah. He was 100 years old. And what happened to Sarah? She laughed. That's why they named their son Isaac, laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham and Sarah laughed at their calamity, but Zechariah and Elizabeth had nothing to laugh about. Sickness is nothing to laugh about.
No.
Zechariah did not doubt, but he asked for proof. Remember the man that came to Jesus and said, I believe, but help my unbelief? Zechariah didn't doubt, but he says, like, I want proof. I'm old. Elizabeth is old. Faith sees before. That's what faith is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need proof. Faith sees before the manifestation of it. Like Pastor Rose said, for 2 years, she stood on scriptures and she did what they told her to do, and Jesus did what he promises to do.
Amen.
Zechariah was still conformed to the world and not yet transformed to God's miraculous ways. He was still, you know, I need proof. No, you're conformed to the world. The world gives you a bad report. You have a virus, you're allergic to your allergies, and you've got COVID, you've got H1N1. What's the big deal now with that, with the Congo?
Ebola.
You got Ebola.
Ebola,
yeah. So Zechariah wanted proof. Guess what? He was stuck mute, and Elizabeth's healing came first. She got pregnant by her husband. Zechariah waited until his son was born to be healed. What are you waiting for? What sign are you waiting for God to manifest his healing in your body? Zechariah's healing, his frozen tongue, as soon as his mouth was open, Zechariah unleashed a torrent of praises that had been building up for 9 months.
Yeah.
Pastor Rose thanks the Lord every day now for the 2 years that you went through. Praises and thanking during the symptoms. Amen. We fight a fight of faith. 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen. If God makes you a promise, you can take it to the bank. It's going to go. Hold on to a scripture. Yeah. I am the Lord that heals you.
Amen.
God promises came through in Zechariah's life just as God said they would.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What was the main thing that Zechariah did? He trusted God. With or without proof, he trusted mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. Even though for 9 months he couldn't speak, mm-hmm. he trusted God. I would recommend that you go to 517, our message at First Kingdom Family Church. 517, our elder, Miss Grace, preached on trust God.
Yeah, that was good.
That's a key.
That was very good.
That was an awesome. She did such an awesome job. I told her we couldn't have a spiritual guest that would have done a better job.
Yeah.
That trust God, if you listen to that message and you apply the principles that she gave us, it'll change your life. Mm-hmm. It'll transform your life.
Amen.
Acts 10:38, Jesus went about teaching and healing all who were sick. All. Amen. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Never give up on your miracle. Never give up on God's healing your body. God doesn't quit because you're waiting. God doesn't quit because it's been a year, 2 years, whatever, 9 months like Elizabeth and Zechariah. There is no other label that the world can put on you that God cannot change. Before, during, and after your healing, get a hold of it. How blessed we are. How blessed we are. Even though Pastor Rose was suffering for those 2 years, man, we went on with our life. We went on praising God, thanking Him, doing what we were supposed to do. Amen. Wait for it. Wait for it. That arrow of healing is on its way,
mm-hmm.
and God has sent it through His Son.
And they'll hit the target.
1 Peter 2:24 says, on the cross Jesus bore our sins, and by His stripes we are healed. We are healed. You know, God pulls that string and that arrow on that bow, and that arrow of healing, when you pray for it, that arrow of healing is released. If it hasn't gotten there, God wants to teach us something.
I want to say that Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him.
Amen.
The devil is the oppressor. The devil is the one that brings sickness and disease. And Jesus already healed us.
Yes.
He already gave us the victory.
Yes.
He has overcome sickness and disease.
Yes.
Because sickness and disease was put on Jesus.
Yes.
And now by the stripes of the Lord Jesus, we were healed, but we are healed. We are healed. We're the healed of the Lord. We're not seeking to be healed. We already healed. Get that.
We're keeping our healing.
Yes.
Amen. Galatians 3:13 says, Jesus Christ reversed the curse. Sickness, poverty, disease,
everything,
lost, going to hell, all that has been reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Now Jesus is the Savior, the Healer, the Redeemer, our Deliverer and our Healer. In
yes.
Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Get a hold of this, church. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Jesus is still Jesus. He's still on the throne. He's still with God and He's still with us. Start and keep on worshiping. Jesus is our healer. He is healing. In Him is healing.
Yes.
Change your address. Change your zip code. Say, I am healed in Jesus' mm-hmm. name. If you can't say it, you won't believe it. And if you won't believe it, it won't manifest itself. Mm-hmm. Our part is to believe we receive. Mark 11:24. When you pray, believe you receive those things when you say, and they shall come to pass.
Amen.
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 They shall come to pass. And I want to give you verse 25. If you have aught against anyone, forgive, that your Father may forgive
yes.
you. So Sometimes we, you know, I'm not saying that sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we have unforgiveness and we bring sickness on ours.
And that blocks, that blocks healing, because Satan says, okay, you opened the door for me for having unforgiveness. Yeah. I can come in and attack your body.
Yeah.
We should never, never, ever have unforgiveness or any offense. Yeah. Whether you feel like it or not, you choose to walk in forgiveness always. Yes. Not in unforgiveness, but forgiveness is a choice. I choose to forgive that person and let it go.
It's not always because of unforgiveness, but check, take inventory.
Yeah.
Search me, Lord. Search my heart if I've done something wrong.
And see if there's any wicked way.
If I've done anything unrighteous that's gotten me out of the right favor with you, search me. Uh-huh. And the Holy Spirit will tell you, you need to forgive so-and-so. But don't go out there doing things without the Holy Spirit's instructions. Don't open a can of worms that's old and has nothing to do with it. Like we say, it's not always unforgiveness, but Mark 11:24. If you want that to happen, Mark 11:25 has to happen. You have to forgive. Amen?
Yes, amen.
So that must be for somebody out there. But if you don't have, if you have unforgiveness, get rid of it.
Yep.
If you don't, then don't look for it. Amen? So tonight, Pastor Rose and I are going to pray and agree with the Word of God. If you stand on the Word of God will work for you.
Yes.
Amen? What is it? Mark. James 1:22 says, you know, be a doer of the word. Don't deceive yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't just hear it and expect it to happen. God expects us to do our part. Amen. We do our part,
yes.
And
Hallelujah.
Jesus does his part. So, Father, tonight in Jesus' name, if someone has been waiting for their miracle, like Zechariah, someone has been waiting for their miracle of healing, like Elizabeth, Father, right now in Jesus' name, you did it for Abraham and Sarah. You did it for Zechariah and Elizabeth, and you can do it for us, Father. You are no respecter of persons. Healing is a children's bread. It belongs to us, Father. So right now, in Jesus' name, Pastor Rose and I agree with your decree.
Yes, we do.
That you went about healing all who were oppressed of the enemy, all who were fighting symptoms, all who were waiting for their victory over sickness and disease, all who are waiting for victory over the curse of sickness. In Jesus' name tonight, Father,
thank you,
call them loosed, free, set free,
bodies
and
healed
in Jesus' name.
Bodies healed from
in
the top
healed
of the head
in Jesus' name,
to the
Father.
Soles of your feet in the name of Jesus. Healing is our position as children of God. That is our position. We take our legal right. And we take healing. We take it and we don't let go of it. Amen?
Amen.
Healing is already in us. Amen?
Amen.
The power of God is working mightily in us, in you and in me, and it's working in my body right now.
Yes.
Healing my body.
Amen.
So wherever you are, you just keep standing and thanking God.
Thanking Him right now.
We thank Him.
Right
we
now.
Don't pray. Yeah.
Amen.
You know, because I was talking to Pastor Jesse, and we were praying for a certain person in our congregation, and the Lord said, okay, don't pray no more. He corrected me, because I go, we've been praying. The Lord goes, you prayed, now you thank me.
Yeah.
You thank me, because you nullify every time you say, oh, I'm praying for you. No.
Yeah, you know, you start all over again from the beginning.
Excuse me, yes.
So before, during, and after your healing, always, always thank the Lord. Where would we be without Jesus?
So we said, oh, thank you, Father,
thank
that
you,
I'm
Lord.
Healed in
Amen.
Jesus' name. Thank you,
thank
Father,
you.
That I'm healed. Your word is working mightily. Amen. Healing is in my body.
Amen. You remove
Hallelujah.
Sickness from the midst of
yes.
us, Father. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Before, during, and after, you start thanking the Lord. When we get off the air tonight, you go back and read that those scriptures about Zechariah and Elizabeth, like I told you. And in Jesus' name, that's in Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 66. And start thanking the Lord for your healing. It doesn't matter what it is. God is still in the miracle-working business. He still loves His children, and He is still the healer. So before, during, and after, just praise. Raise your arms right there where you are and start thanking
Him. Thank you, Father, for How can I thank Him when you thank Him before, during, and after? That's faith.
Faith doesn't need proof in Jesus.
That's what faith is.
That's what faith is.
Faith is
the substance of things hoped for.
The evidence of things not seen. Amen. We may not see it, but we know that, you know what? We can take it to the bank of heaven because it's already, healing's already in heaven, like our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So guess what? What heaven has, I can have. People aren't sick in heaven, so I don't have to be sick here on earth. In Jesus' name.
The Bible has everything we need to succeed. That's why we give you the word for you to stand on it. Yes. 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes we were healed, and if we were, we are.
And right now, the power of God is working mightily in your house, in your body. Receive your healing right now. Can you sense the presence? Can you sense Jesus. God's power?
Thank you,
the
Lord.
Power of God is present to heal all that are oppressed of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Because healing belongs to you. It's the children's bread. Take a hold of it and say, it's mine. And any spirit of sickness, get out of their house right now. Any spirit of sickness that tries to come against their body or it's in their body, get out now in the name of Jesus.
Change your address. Change your zip code tonight. You are healed. You are healed.
Thank you, Father. Thank
you. You're not the same anymore. You're not. You don't live in that old address.
No.
You don't live in that old zip code. You've got a new address. Healed of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Made healthy, whole, cleansed, and covered by the blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Anything thank you, Father. Thank you.
We thank you for being with us. We agree with your decree about health and healing. And just like God did a miracle for Zechariah and Elizabeth, He can do a miracle for you tonight.
Amen.
Stand on that, believe on it, and in Jesus' name, receive it. Yes. As Pastor Rose and I say,
another day of living in the light of God's word, in His authority, power, and His ability. We love you. We thank you for coming to the filling station, the booth camp, the oasis, and the rivers of living water, and the healing of God through Jesus Christ. You are healed. We love you. Thank you so much.
Be blessed. Be blessed. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, I decree, I declare, I prophesy blessings of health, wealth, and above all things, soul prosperity on your people. I call them greatly blessed, highly favored with you and with men. Doers of the word, not hearers only, Father. In Jesus' name, I say good night, good night. Say good night, Pastor Rose.
Good night, Pastor Rose, and good night, Pastor Jessica. Good night, everybody.
Be blessed.
We love you.
Be blessed.
God bless you.